Good morning, Grace. It is great to be here today. A while back, I was flying a drone, and I flew over a cornfield. And I looked at it, and I thought, wow, look at all the high-producing corn stalks. I mean, just beautiful field. And then I came to another section that, yeah, it had some corn in it, not a whole lot. And I flew over another section, kind of a swampy section. Just not much corn there. A lot of riffraff, a lot of other things going on, all except for corn growing. So the title of today's message is The Cornstalk Christian, or The Christian Cornstalk. You can turn it around, put it either way. One to kind of compare a cornstalk to a Christian and how we develop, how we grow, what our purpose is. Also, today we have communion. I'm going to try this. I guess it's safe. By the way, we are having a production coming here soon, so there's a lot of visitors here today. What you see is a lot of props, a lot of extra stuff we're adding for the hiding place. That's the production that's going to go on here, I believe, at the end of the month. But anyway, Cornstalk Christian. And today I wanted to get everybody to examine themselves, because we do have communion today, so I had to kind of turn this message towards communion. So I'd like us all to do, as I'm going through this, do an evaluation of yourself and try to figure where you're at. What part of a cornstalk, or what kind of cornstalk are you? So today we're going to take a look at the life of the cornstalk versus the life of a Christian. So let's compare ourselves to a cornstalk. What's the purpose of a cornstalk? Well, the purpose of a cornstalk is to be planted and then grow, produce fruit and seed. If the cornstalk did not produce any seed, it wouldn't be long, and there would be no cornstalk, because there would be no seed to plant. So the cornstalk has to keep producing corn in order to sustain corn. Otherwise, if we had years and years of no corn at all, no corn seed, we would have very little corn. So if you throw that looking at a Christian, if we have Christians who just grow up and don't produce any seed at all, and then there would be less and less and less Christians, because there's no Christians producing the seed. What's the purpose of a Christian? The purpose of a Christian is to grow and produce fruit and plant the seed of the gospel, very similar to the cornstalk. And as I said, if we decide we're not going to sow any seed, if we're not going to spread the gospel, after a while, the church would start to die, because we are not doing God's will to plant the seed and spread the gospel. This is kind of hard to see, but this is a church, is how I'm looking at it today. Look at all the corn stalks. In this field, there's quite a few corn stalks, which got a lot of fruit on them. Some of them have two ears. They got double fruit. They're really producing. Other corn stalks don't have anything on them at all, just a corn stalk. It looks like a corn stalk, has no fruit on it. other parts of the field where there was problems either planting or growing or the conditions, just weeds, no corn stalks at all. In this field here, another good example where it was worked up, it was planted, was really wet. And as you can see, there's a few corn stalks in this field, hardly any fruit. So as you look at this church, there's a few corn stalks growing, very little seed to plant again. So we're going to take a quick look at the seed here. What's the purpose of a seed? The purpose is to reproduce. It's also sometimes used for food. For Christians, it's the gospel. So when we talk about spreading the seed, we are talking about spreading the gospel, witnessing to others as we take the seed and we invest in our faith as far as we spread to the gospel to bring others to the Lord. The start of the Christian life, normally there's always a sermon or something that always prepares your heart as an unbeliever. And after a while, the seed is planted. A lot of times someone shares the gospel, and that person a lot of times is ready to receive it and understand why Jesus died for us, what he did for us, what the cross means. Because if you don't understand it, Jesus was born, he lived and preached, and he died for our sins so that we didn't have to die eternally, so that we could have eternal life. And the Holy Bible is a very big part of that to make that seed grow. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Starting the life of a corn stalk, you got to prepare the soil, fertilize it, and then plant the seed. So as we're looking at a corn stalk, very similar to a Christian or a non-believer, where the farmer prepares the soil, he works it up. And a lot of times we put fertilizer on it. Sometimes it's manure, which is kind of, you would think manure would not make stuff grow, but it does. It really, it has nutrients in it and everything that the plants need to grow. And then a lot of times we plant the seed and it already has a head start because the soil is worked up. So the farmer, a lot of times we disc the fields. We work up the soil, so that when we plant the seed, it doesn't have all these weeds. You can see there's a lot of weeds in there. Weeds will choke the seed out. If that seed doesn't have a good head start and get going, a lot of times it just doesn't grow very well. So we spend a lot of times hours preparing the soil. And as you can see, this tractor puts out a lot of black smoke, which means it's really working. Nobody said that working the soil to plant seed would be easy. So a lot of times you'll see the tractor putting out black smoke. It's not an easy thing when you work with someone to try to prepare them to receive the gospel or come to the Lord. There's nobody that says it's going to be really easy. A lot of time, it is a lot of work. It's dusty. It's dirty. You encounter a lot of weeds. You can see here, sometimes it's an uphill battle. Dad has the black smoke rolling there. He's pulling uphill. He's working up hard ground. Some of this ground is really hard. The hard ground will not accept the seeds very well, depending on how we have the corn planter set. So we work up the ground so that the corn planter, when it drops a seed in, that it's a correct depth. So everything, we try to get everything great so that that seed will grow. And we don't want it to just grow, we want it to grow great. So we also put fertilizer in the corn planter, things like that. Now you can see here, Dad's working those weeds under. He's getting those rid of those weeds. And sometimes in life, when we're trying to work with others and witness to them and prepare the ground, sometimes we hit a swamp. See, Dad stopped. He's in a swamp. So he has to stop, regroup, pick up the disc, keep on going. So what we need to keep in mind is that, you know, sometimes when we're trying to witness to someone or trying to prepare someone, we could run into swamps, we can run into weeds, it'll be uphill, the ground is hard, there's rocks. Sometimes it's loud. That disc hit rocks, really loud. But we try to work these fields up so they're smooth, all the weeds are down, and the ground is worked up and it is prepared to receive the seed. Today we're going to take a look at what soil we're planting in, because sometimes we can't determine what soil we're planting in. And what I'm referring to is the people we deal with on an everyday encounter, and we want to spread the gospel to them. We don't know, sometimes we do, but sometimes we can't determine that they are ready to receive the word from the Bible telling them about eternal life and all. So the soil sometimes determines how the crop grows. Now here's a good example in the one field we have. Really good. It was worked up well. I mean, the farmer did his job. Put fertilizer down, probably has slurry on it. Planted that, and then the rains came. This is a very wet spot. So we only got, in this section of field, we only have a couple corn stalks. And they produce, they have little ears on them, so they did produce a little bit. The rest of the corn didn't even come up. We're going to take a look at this parable that Jesus told about planting seeds. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. So that's, you know, they're talking there about planting seeds. What we're talking about today is planting the seed of salvation, where we witness to other people, and sometimes we have to work up that soil with them, try to get them ready to receive that seed. That's what we're talking about here. And we're talking about, with us, spreading the gospel. Our job is to cultivate and spread the seed. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. And yes, I have to take my glasses off to read. First Corinthians 3:6 says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God giveth the increase. So it's up to us to present the gospel, to cultivate unbelievers and give them the word. God determines how much growth there is. We can help along the way, as a farmer would take fertilizer or nitrogen or spray for weeds midlife. There's things a farmer can do. But the growth of a Christian is determined by God. So this parable, as we look at it, where it talks about seeds going by the wayside, that refers to people that hear the word. They hear the account of Jesus being born, living, and dying for us, dying for our sins, but they hear it, but they don't necessarily understand. Stony places. If the seed falls on stony places, they're referring to people that hear it, and they think it's a great idea, but they lose interest very quick. It only lasts a short time. Thorny places where the seed starts to grow, but it gets choked out by the world. Other things come into their life, and they very quickly forget what they had just heard about Jesus dying for their sins and being able to give them eternal life. The good ground, and this is where I hope everybody feels they are. This is the people who hear the word and understand it, and they bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. That means they're talking there about productive Christians who grow, and they are very careful about what they do. They study, they nurture themselves and grow to be a better Christian. And as far as spreading the word, spreading the seed, spreading the gospel. And like I said before, we cannot determine the soil condition when we plant the seed. Some of our fields, some of them are very fertile, and then in the middle of that field, there'll be a swamp. The other end, there might be rocks. And some of that gets hard as a rock, so we have to work that soil up before we plant the seed. When we talk with unbelievers and we try to spread the gospel to them, sometimes we have to cultivate them. And nobody says it'll be easy if the ground is hard. If the ground is rocky, it's loud. There's just all these things as you're trying to cultivate this person to share the gospel with them that you have to keep in mind. And it's a lot of times it is not easy. So the end thing that as Christians we want to see, or as the farmer wants to see, is a corn stalk that brings forth fruit. This is one of the ears in our field. Not a great big ear, but a fairly good size ear. Has a lot of kernels on it, a lot of seed. Let's take a look at the root of the corn stalk. What it does. Number one, it makes the plant stand upright. So let's take and think about that in as far as a Christian. What makes you stand upright? It's the Bible, the scriptures, your beliefs, your knowledge, your studying, things like that that make you stand upright and righteous. The roots also provide nutrients and water to grow. The roots help by bringing nutrients up, by bringing water up, they help that plant to grow. Without good roots, that plant will not produce as much. The corn stalk will not. Same way with Christians. If we don't have a good solid root in the Bible, in the scriptures, studying, devotions, things like that, we may still bring forth fruit, but not as much as the Lord would like us to be. Last of all, the roots are an anchor. They're solid. down into the ground. They go many different directions, cover many different things so that the corn stalk can be held upright. As Christians, we look at Jesus as our anchor. He's our anchor, which gives us all the hope, all the ability to stand and be upright and be righteous. So in the end, this is what the Lord would like to see of us. A healthy corn stalk, fruit, and seed. That's what the Lord would like to see from a Christian. The ear of the corn contains many seeds. For a Christian, each seed, as we look at the Christian corn stalk, each seed represents the gospel. So that we can spread to others the good news, what Jesus has done for us, what the Lord has done for us, and the good news that you can have eternal life. So the ear is very important. You can have a corn stalk and not have ears on it, which means that corn stalk really is not able to reproduce. So if you look at that as a Christian, you have a Christian, comes to church all the time, doesn't do anything else, might have a really healthy looking corn stalk. No seed, no gospel, no reproduction as far as what we see as the seed in spreading the gospel. The leaves absorb sunshine for photosynthesis, which creates food for the plant. Same way as a Christian, our eyes absorb the scriptures to make our hearts grow. As far as the sun, everything needs sun. Corn cannot grow without sunlight. It is a full light sun crop, or full sun crop, that requires at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily to grow properly. Sunlight is essential for photosynthesis, which converts light into energy for the plant to produce carbohydrates needed for growth and yield. Without enough sun, corn growth will be stunted, and it will not produce a good harvest. Christians need the sun also. Play on words there. The Son of God, Jesus, just in case you didn't get that. The same way the corn stalk needs sunlight to properly grow. And yes, you can, with a corn stalk, you can have a little bit of sunlight, but that will stunt the growth of the corn stalk. It will not produce as much fruit. Same way it is with Jesus. If you have a little bit of Jesus, you may produce some fruit, not a whole lot, but it will stunt your growth as a Christian. So as we look at the leaves here, that's the size of a leaf of a corn stalk. A big area so that it can soak in sunshine and give nutrients to the stalk. As a Christian, our leaf is the Bible and the scriptures and everything that we can read. We can take all that information in. We can take the water in at the roots, bring everything, and we can continue to grow and produce fruit. So let's evaluate ourselves. You know, it's like I said before, it's a discommunion week. So I want everybody to think about, you know, where you are as a Christian corn stalk. Are you growing up and producing a healthy stalk? Are you producing fruit as a Christian? Are you witnessing to others? Are you sharing with others? Are you sharing in the church? Are you trying to make sure it's a healthy church? Are we presenting the gospel as a church, as a cornfield? I'm talking, and it's interesting how you can have a great big cornfield, lots of corn, and no fruit. Or are we a church who has a lot of corn stalks, a lot of fruit growing on that corn stalk, that we're able to spread the gospel to others and spread that seed of the gospel to others in all points of the earth? Are we nurturing young believers, kind of like we do? Once in a while, we prep the soil, we plant the seed, and then next thing you know, the corn's coming up, and boy, we've got weeds. Oh, weeds are terrible. And if we don't take care of those weeds, then a lot of times they will choke out the corn stalk and stunt the growth of the fruit. And as a farmer looks at a corn stalk, the purpose of growing corn is to get a healthy corn stalk, a healthy ear, lots of fruit. That's also the purpose of being a Christian, is to be able to grow, be able to take in all the nutrients, all the water the Bible gives us, be able to grow so that we can continue to produce seed, continue to spread the gospel worldwide. Now, as the farmer looks at this field right here, he would be joyous, because if you look at it, you can see that almost every stalk has a healthy ear on it. And it's a big field, so I'm thinking of this as like a big church, highly productive, a lot of seed, a lot of good things being done, healthy Christians, healthy corn stalks. That's what I'm seeing there. Now here's another church that got pretty healthy corn stalks. But you can see, look around there, a lot of things in that church shouldn't be there. A lot of weeds, a lot of things that take the nutrients out of the soil that the corn stalks can't get. There's some thorns in there, there's some ragweed, all kinds of stuff in there. Every one of them takes from the nutrients that that Christian or that corn stalk needs to grow. And we as Christians can also get into this cornfield a lot of times, and through our everyday life, we say, I don't have time for devotions today. Man, the Steelers are playing at noon on Sunday. Can't go to church. Man, Wednesday night, I don't know. I'm just halfway through the week. I'm tired. I can't be going to prayer meeting. I just can't study tonight. I'll be okay. I'll study more tomorrow night. And then you start in this kind of a mess of life. You're too busy, too hurried. You don't make time for the Scriptures. And this is what you end up at. You got all these weeds in your life, all these weeds taken away from the Scriptures, taken away from spreading the gospel. And you have cornfields like this, where you got some healthy corn stalks there, but there's just a lot of sections, a lot of people who started to grow. The weeds just kind of smothered them out, and they're just not producing. So for the farmer or for God, when he would look at a church or cornfield like this, depending on who you're talking to, he would see this, and this is kind of it's a big letdown, because you've worked the soil. You've done all this stuff. And then, of course, with us this year, the soil got really wet. Really, unless you had a drone, couldn't spray. So the weeds were basically allowed to grow up, because you get into the field, you never get out of it. So this particular field was so wet, the weeds were allowed to grow up. Water is a good thing. Too much water is bad. So if you drowned a plant, it also may not produce fruit, and you end up with just big amounts of weeds and maybe a few corn stalks, a little bit of seed. This is the church kind of that we don't want to be. We don't want to be the church that's allowing weeds to grow up in amongst us, choking out the Word of God in our time with God in Scriptures as we study at night or at home or on your own, whatever you want to say, prayer meeting, church Sunday morning, things like that. We don't want that to get choked out. We want to be a healthy Christian. We want to be able to produce fruit. And then here's another church. You can see a lot of weeds in this one, too. You look off in the distance there, you see some really healthy corn stalks, produced well. Then again this year, this is another area that even on a good day, it's hard to get into. I don't know why we plant it, but we do, in the hopes that things will grow. With that being said, as a Christian, as you look at different outreaches and you say, well, you know what? This cornfield we're looking at is just a bunch of drug addicts and non-believers, and man, the soil's going to be hard, it's going to be hard to work, and we're not going to get any fruit. The Lord tells us to go into all the world, present the gospel, plant the seed, not just in the healthy part of the field. See, we could have left this go, and it would have just grown up in weeds and sumac and everything else, and only planted over there where we knew the corn would grow. But that's not how we do it. We plant the whole field, we fertilize it, we disc it, we get it all ready to go, so we plant the seed. Then, same as corn is with Christians, the growth will be up to God. How much growth that corn stalk is going to grow. How much growth, how much seed it's going to bring. There's also some complications with growing fruit. This applies to both corn stalks and Christians. You could have a drought. Corn needs water, right? It needs sunlight, things like that. Well, if you don't have any water, that corn stalk will come up and it pretty much stunts the corn stalk. So what happens as a Christian if you have a scripture drought? Let's say for 6 months, you don't even open your Bible. It starts to gather dust on the mantle. Where's your fruit going to be? How good is your fruit going to be? We need to always keep that Bible off the shelf. We need to always be in the Word, studying, learning new things, and then spreading what we know, spreading what we learn, spreading the gospel, and not just letting that drought affect our spiritual lives. Disease. There's also some diseases that get into corn stalks. And I couldn't really come up with a good, disease for the congregation as far as the Christians and the church. But a lot of things can affect the congregation the same way it affects the corn stalk. A disease gets in there, boy, next thing you know, corn stalk wilts over, dying, not producing fruit, doesn't live full term to do its purpose. Last thing is, complication is worms. So now you got a healthy corn stalk. Boy, it looks good. And like with sweet corn, pull a big old ear off, you husk it out, lo and behold, a worm ate a whole bunch of the corn in there and you couldn't even tell it. So on the surface, it looked like a good corn stalk. I mean, it looked like a good ear of corn. And you pick it and you get it home and you husk it only to find that worm had supper before you did. And now the fruit that you were there to get, the fruit that should have been there, is not there because that worm got into it. That worm is the same thing as Christians look at it. There's so many things that can get into it. So you can be a born-again Christian. You can study all the time. But if there's some type of worm in your Christian life, it can eat your fruit. And the Word of God will not be actually shown like it should, because when you go to use that fruit, you'll find that worm. That worm will always be there eating what you produce. And then there's sometimes Christians get run down. You're up, you're producing fruit, doing a really good job, and you're studying everything else, and all once some guy comes along with a tractor, back in the baler into the shed. He runs the corn stalks down. So as the farmer sees it, this will no longer be a good part of the crop. This crop is now on the ground. It's been run down by something. Christians are the same way. We can be up, we can produce some fruit, and if somebody comes along and carelessly runs you over, either in the community, in the church, or anything like that, you can get run down. So now when the farmer harvests, that corn will be missed. It will not be used. We always got to keep in mind the harvest is coming. You know, sometime Jesus is going to come back, and all of us who are born again are going to be taken up with him in the clouds. That harvest is coming, and that's the Christian harvest. With corn stalks, we've already actually harvested some of the corn stalks. Now you notice part of the corn stalk is left. What else is also left? The weeds. The weeds don't get harvested. They're really no good. Other than to break them up into the soil and try to put those nutrients back in the soil, when a weed grows, if you want to harvest it, it's really not good for anything. So we want to keep all the weeds out of our church. We want to keep all the rows just like they're sprayed every day so there's no weeds in our church to give us genuine growth as Christians. The only main difference of a corn stalk and a Christian is, as Christians, we are to spread the seed or the gospel when we are living. We don't wait till we die to spread the gospel. Most of your corn stalks hold the seed until they die, and then they're harvested after they die for their seed. That's probably the only difference that we as Christians, we are to give the seed out. We are to spread the gospel while we are living. Corn stalk holds it till they die, and then they're harvested. So, gentlemen, if you'd come, we're going to do communion. And just like I said before, what we want to do is kind of examine ourselves and see what kind of corn stalk you really feel you are, what kind of cornfield you're in. And we as a church need to examine ourselves to see what kind of cornfield we're in. We're in a cornfield that's highly producing. We're producing seed. We are spreading the seed. Or we like some of those cornfields where they've kind of been left to go and the weeds have taken over. And yes, we have corn stalks, but not much growth. So I want everybody to examine themselves today, kind of do like a self-evaluation. And, you know, we do communion, examine yourself before God is where he wants us to be as far as a Christian. Let's pray before we do communion. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this time that we can look at something simple as your creation of a corn stalk and understand how that applies to Christianity and us spreading the gospel and spreading the word. And we just pray that you'd let everyone here examine themselves and understand what we need to do to be better, to spread your word and spread your seed and be a healthy corn stalk with healthy roots and healthy leaves. And most of all, we want to absorb your son. We want to absorb your scriptures to help us to grow better. And just pray that you would have everyone evaluate and understand where they're at and always strive to be a better Christian and for us to have a better church. In Jesus' name, amen.